question is very close to what I would like to ask also.
Yes.
Could you imagine that the unconscious machine could still produce mathematical results of the kind you're mentioning that are true but not provable by an algorithm? Because if the machine was designed in such a way that it doesn't follow, it's not a Turing machine, but it may be more intricate design with more integrated information.
It's a bit like what Turing himself showed in his second paper. Mm. This was both before the war. These were in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. And the more famous paper is this one on what we call the Turing machines, and which he described this sort of idealized notion of a computing machine. Mm. But the next paper, he did things more like this. He studied systems where you have a system of rules, axioms, or rules of procedure, say, which you believe are sound, that they only give you true statements. Then you construct the Gödel statement, and you know that also must be sound.
Mm.
And you can repeat that process again and again and again. And he developed a notion which is called ordinal logics, where you can show how, given one of these statements, you can generate other ones. And you land into these problems of taking what are called ordinal numbers, and you can generate these things. So it is a study of exactly continuing beyond the system you started with by generalizing and generalizing and generalizing. And then you could do that an infinite number of times, and then you can jump outside that and show this also encompasses all that. But there are it gets to problems of subtlety about what you mean by the general rules and so on, and these are issues which are not so clear.
My point is that this could happen without any experience in principle. So therefore, I wonder why you tie the phenomenon of experience to this kind of mathematical results.
You use your understanding to have this extension, and then you say, well, you use your understanding again to show that goes beyond it.
Yeah.
So each time you have to know what you're doing.
Exactly, but the intelligence and understanding, could the principle be dissociated from the awareness or the experience?
Well, I guess that's what I'm denying.
And you're denying that. That's a strong intuition that you have.
The word intuition is sometimes used here, but I find it a little... Gödel himself used the word intuition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I find it a little misleading because intuition has the connotation...
Hmm.
And people use it to say feminine intuition and so on. It's sort of connotation that it's just a guess, really.
Yeah,
a guess that happens to be true for some reason, for a magical reason or something. And I don't like that connotation.